Hey, everybody, it's a Can Show. That's right, we're going to talk about all the latest, greatest, hippest, freshest topics, like the Muppet movie.
I think we should talk about Dancing Baby on the internet.
Muppets go at Manhattan. Have you seen that Dancing Baby clip?
The Great Pile of Muppet Capers.
Has you seen that? Did you...
Brian. Dancing, yes.
I have a hot flash for you. Dude. My brother.
Yes.
He gave
Tony,
me...
Tony Tone.
A mint hookup to a proper...
The Rapa?
Yeah. Did you know... Okay. Do you remember the Nintendo Entertainment System?
Yes,
the old
I do.
Gray one that came with those big wide tapes?
I used to have one of those.
Yeah.
I still have one, actually.
I guess. This is coming from my brother. I'm not totally sure that this is too
Brother's
legit.
Bullshit. No, he's bullshit.
Too full of shit to be legit?
To quit. I'm but doing the hand gestures for that right now.
There is a program
called... Oh, my God!
I think it's called NESTICLE.
NESTICLE.
Oh, yeah, but it plays all the old Nintendo tapes. You can download the old Nintendo tapes and play them.
Dude, that shit's
right
illegal.
On your PC.
Do you pay for it?
No, the beauty part is you don't.
But how can that be? How do you make money off of it then?
You put the modem, you put your modem cord into your existing a Nintendo tape, I believe.
Okay.
And then it transprogs the information into the NESTICLE. And
right.
It's ready to go.
But how long does it take a long time to boot up?
No, it's no longer than booting your regular computer. It's a 20-minute install. A breezy 45 hectare.
Wow.
Salute.
So what you're saying is, I can get a tape.
Yeah.
With 40 games in one.
Yes. You could fit one all of them, that onto
do you
a
think
floppy.
One of them? Do you think one of the games might be the Macross game?
Maybe.
Do you think one of them might be Twin B?
Oh, I hope so. Except,
do you think
Wait a second. What? Wasn't it Super Nintendo? I mean, won't that be Super Nintendo?
In the future?
Yeah.
What do you mean? What's super about it? I don't get it.
I guess it's twice as low
good
profile. I don't know.
Well, it's not like regular Nintendo's not called like good Nintendo.
True.
Why would it be super? I don't get it.
Some company should come out with a system that and call it minus one.
Minus world?
Like, if Microsoft ever makes a system, they should call it like the micro system minus one, and then when they come out with like the one that's better than that, they'll just call it the micro system, and then it'll
be the real one. It's like you get a test trial prototype type deal.
Sure.
Like, well, this isn't the real one. This doesn't count. You know, it's like I'm going to put out a shitty product. You're going to test it out for us, and then once we figure out what we need to do, then we'll make the real one.
That's
and then
a good
idea. You'll buy it again. I think they should probably do that.
Okay.
So, Microsoft, if you're listening to this, you know what to do.
How would they listen to this? Anyway.
Well, we're going to send them a tape.
That's right, because you're listening to the Big Spy Agrees with Pi tape show.
Yeah. So, we've been doing this show for a couple weeks now.
That's right.
And, I don't know, I think it's going pretty well. But
I think so, too. Sucks mailing all these tapes out, though.
I know. I'm kind of thinking that maybe we should find a different distribution method.
Oh, hold on. I have to pause my tape.
Okay.
Oh, there. Sorry, dude. I was having some problems with my tracking.
Is there a hold in your bucket? Hold on. Did you press play or did you press play and record?
I held record and pushed play. Is that...
Okay.
All right. Yeah, mailing these tapes out is exhausting.
I have a machine that doesn't actually let you press record until you press play first.
Okay.
It's weird. I don't know why that is.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good.
Anyway, I got a new tape. I got a new tape case.
You did?
Yeah. I'm tired of all my tapes being just all over the place in a pile, so I decided to get a nice little case for them.
Cool.
It's under my bed. Good little drawers.
Does it hold the tapes in the cases, or do the tapes go in there nude?
No, it goes cases. No, you need to keep them in their own cases, because... You need J-cards, dude.
Yeah, it's true.
You need to write all my playlists on them.
I don't know,
For all my bootlegs.
Yeah, a tape without a J-card is just, like, totally meaningless. Like, if you have a tape, and sure, you could even have, like, some great songs on it. You could even have, like, a 90-minute tape full on both sides of all these totally kick-ass jams.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't have, like, something to, like, hold and look at, you know, like, it's totally worthless.
It is. Because it's like, once you put it into your Walkman,
mm-hmm.
or tape player, if you will, it's like it doesn't exist anymore.
That's right.
Forgotten all about it.
Yeah, I think...
All you have is the sound coming out, and if you don't have a physical object to represent that sound, I don't really see how you can fully enjoy it.
I totally agree.
Yeah. So...
Yeah, I was watching Murphy Brown last night at 7.
Yeah? How did that go? I don't watch that show.
It's alright. It's still a little shaky. It'll find its feet, I'm sure.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Candace Bergen sure looks, you know...
Candace Bergen III?
Yeah.
I don't know why I said that.
I wonder if they will be related.
Hey, get down. What are you doing? Get down. If Bill Cosby saw that, he would say something relevant to the time period in which he was.
What if you...
Wait, he'd say, Mitch, Rudy...
Don't take your love to town.
Don't let your babies go up the stairs to be cowboys.
So why are you talking to sperms over there? What's the deal? That's gross, dude.
Yeah.
Shouldn't do that. He's talking into a Kleenex.
I've got 4 mustache whiskers now, Brian.
Really?
Yeah. It is pretty good.
And a ponytail?
Yep. Yep.
I just got a new bowl cut.
I got Youngblood #2.
I just watched the movie Youngblood with Rob Lowe. It was a hockey movie.
I had a Crystal Pepsi.
I enjoy hockey so much. I'm so excited for the playoffs coming up this year. I think the country's going to do awesome.
Do tell.
Well, I'm going to tell you all about hockey one day.
But you should...
And well, that day, you're going to be...
Who's on the Canucks nowadays?
Trevor Linden. Best Canuck all time. Current, future, forever. Best. Always. And Dave Babich. Best mustache. You know what? I'm going to show you... Hold on, I'm gonna pull up Alta Vista. Loading.
I use Hotbot.
Loading.
Hotbot and Netscape are like the untoppable combination.
Just loading.
I know it.
Alright, well, while this picture downloads.
Did you hear about those 56K modems they got now?
Yeah, and you know what's pretty cool? Huh. Is that, not only that, they're making an announcement that they just go right inside your computer, so you don't have all the stuff.
What?
Yeah, and this would be awesome.
What am I going to do with this old stinky green foam thing?
Well, you can probably use it.
Avocado handset wedged in there. In the...
It's the same color as my toilet, coincidentally.
Yeah.
So how do I... Oh, here we go. Maybe I'll do that. Well, anyhow, so if you want to see a good mustache, go to http://www.hextall.ru/photo/Babich_Dave/Babich_Dave01.jpg.
Wait a minute, .ru, isn't it still .ussr?
I don't know, dude. I don't know what that's all about.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's a good picture, so look that up.
Alright.
Yeah.
Did you know there's a Selsun Blue now?
Blue?
Yeah.
Is it berry flavored?
You don't have to tolerate regular Selsun anymore. Get the blue guy. Loading. 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 Oh, 5E. Loading. V.
Mm-hmm.
But, wow, that is a mustache.
I know, look at that thing.
Pretty good.
It is. And my favorite all-time defenseman, Vancouver Canucks, number 44, Dave Babich. Best number 44 to ever play on the team, future, present, past, ever.
Do you think they'll retire his number ever?
Put
his
man, I hope so.
Jersey on the...
I don't see how anyone can top what he did, so. Yeah. And, yeah, man, in the... Yeah. That's,
awesome.
24 teams, and, I can't imagine anyone in the entire 2014 league that's ever going to do that.
I spilled some fun dip in my dad's Datsun.
In his Dachshund?
Yeah. Hey, what does that say?
What does who say?
It's like a little note here. It says, like, E-A-N-P? Imp? All right.
Electronic Arts.
Uh-huh. New power generation. Imp. That's good.
Geek.
Yeah.
Yep.
They are the Pixar of our generation?
That's I don't know, dude.
Old Depression thing?
Yeah.
Halo Green?
Hmm.
The Cliff Burton is in Metallica.
Try those brand new Christy M&M.
Whoa! What?
Crispy M&M's, dude.
Never heard of that. No,
they're M&M's, and inside of them there's a little bit of like Rice Crisp, I guess, type deal.
Wow.
They're light. They're flaky. They're crispy. They're very nice. Enjoy.
Huh. Well, I don't have
some.
Dude, we don't have those yet.
Oh man, get on that. America.
You guys always get everything before us.
What's with
true?
That? And also, our dollar is doing really well.
Really?
Yep.
That is something.
So, if you come and buy some M&M's, they're not going to be as cheap as you might think.
Wow. Well, maybe I'll just get in my dad's Dachshund and drive across
all
Unified 48? Dakota.
All 42 states?
Uh-huh. I'll go from Unified Dakota through Montarado and then Washington. And
into the Dominion of Canada.
That's right. I'll just hop over that Siberian land bridge full of manatees.
Manatees?
Sharks. Manatees.
Christmas lights. You know what I hate? You know what really bothers me? Christmas lights. When one goes out, and then they all go out, and then you gotta unscrew them all. I hate that.
I know. They should find some way to topple that oligarchy.
Because I'm tired of buying new Christmas lights every year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To celebrate Jesus.
So, what did you ask for Christmas?
Oh, constructs. And,
robotics?
Infaceables. Air Raiders.
Nice, nice.
Dino Riders, of course.
Sectors.
Muscle guys. Monster in my pocket. Whizzer. I want a Whizzer.
Nice.
That'd be good. What are those?
What about a battery-operated water pistol?
That is unthinkable.
You seen those things? They're great because you don't have to pump, squeeze the trigger, you know?
Right, right.
Like, you squeeze the trigger to make it shoot, but it just, like, it shoots so far. That's, like, the best water gun they ever made. You can get one that's shaped like a rocket launcher, too. It's just pretty bad.
No way.
But it's kind of stupid because the rocket doesn't actually launch or anything. It just kind of squirts at the end, but still pretty fun. And then they also have the ones that have invisible ink. You can spray people and be like, hey, why'd you shoot ink all over me? And then it disappears. Like, oh, haha.
No way.
It's just greasy water you shot at me. You know what I hope to get for Christmas?
A McRib.
That would be nice. TLT. I hope that my parents gave me a new pillow, because fuck, I need a new pillow, so. I mean,
oh, man.
My pillow is all beat up, and my neck kind of hurts. I'm thinking a new pillow is in order.
All right.
Yep.
You did just write a letter to say
I'll keep you updated on that.
Okay.
Yep. So, watch out for that in the future.
Mayor McCheese.
Big Mac. Do you know who I love? The Fry Guys. I think they're the best characters in McDonaldland ever had.
Oh, I don't know.
They're kind of weird. They don't have arms, huh?
That's new.
Neither do the McNugget Buddies, or whatever they're called. Those guys are kind of weird.
Grandma actually currently works at McDonald's and always gets us the toys, so...
Nice.
We have a lot of those McNugget Buddies.
The Fraggle Rock cars, where they're riding in Ratatouille and whatnot?
Yeah, we got a couple of those. The ones we have two sets of, though, is the Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers cars.
Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers.
That's right. I watch that show every day. I watch the DuckTales, Rescue Rangers. Sometimes I watch Tailspin. Mostly I kind of tune out Tailspin, and I'll read, like, Rip Magazine. Or,
Disney Adventures?
No, I never... I always watch the cartoon, but my brother is really into Disney Adventures. I read a lot of metal magazines.
Disney Adventures is, like, it's a little younger than what I would read. But it's cool, because the new issue has this, they're running this sort of serialized comic in it kind of deal. It's not even a Disney comic, it's by this other guy, but it's called Bone. And, I know it sounds kind of bad, but it's really cool. It's, kind of this, like, fantasy type comic thing. It's all in black and white. I know black and white comics, I don't know. But, no, I think you should give it a chance.
A lot of my current favorite comics are in black and white.
Really? I don't know, man. I can't really get into that. If it's not in color and not on shiny paper, I kind of think, like, how did this get made, you know? It's cheap.
But Cerberus is all in gray.
Cerberus?
Yeah, that's... And even that guy is of Canada.
It's true. Takes him.
Yeah, he's never gonna make it. He's saying he's gonna do, like, 300 issues or something.
Dave Sims, congratulations on issue number 5. I never thought you'd make it that long.
Me neither. But he's up to 178 currently. The good one.
Yep.
Just coming out.
Yeah. Who's your favorite X-Men? X-Man. Is it Gambit or Psylocke?
Gambit.
You like Gambit?
No.
Jubilee?
I'm really excited about this new character. Thunderbird?
Shatterstar.
No. What,
the Rob Liefeld stuff, man. We already talked about him, didn't we? Didn't you say you got Youngblood?
Yeah. I really like... It's...
What is Youngblood up to right now?
2. It's not as good as the old Dave Cockrum Youngbloods. But since he's still alive,
there's plenty of time for him to redeem himself. Did number one come with a trading card?
Was a trading card.
What?
You're thirsty.
Yeah. Swallow your spit.
You need some Ecto Cooler?
Ecto one.
Huh? You don't want any Ecto Cooler? What would you like? I could mash up some Razzles and vinegar for you.
How about some OK soda?
You want some OK soda? There's still a lot of that left. I'll never run out.
No?
No.
Hi.
Want some classic Coke?
No. I want some of the juice I already have.
Where is it?
In the kitchen.
The kitchen?
Yeah.
Do you know what's... Here's what you should do. Get some Fun Dip. Or some water in it.
Okay. That's what happened with my dad's dachshund.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And then what happened? Where did you put the liquor stick?
Oh, I eat those first.
What?
Yep.
You're a fucking rebel, dude.
Actually, I like to eat Fun Dip with the red plastic rectangle that comes with my cheese and crackers, and then
Red plastic rectangle. Nice.
Yep.
Oh, man.
And then...
Yeah.
And then you use your liquor stick to dunk in your Dunkaroos frothing.
With my koala yummies.
If only they could have invented a fruit snack that had some juice inside of it.
No kidding. I would trade all of my 22-cent stamps for that. Alright, well, I've got to go ahead.
I'm thinking about buying a new CD today. What new CD should I get? I just got a CD player.
Okay.
What should be my first... Well, I already have one CD. It's the Commitment soundtrack. But what's...
Right.
If you get a CD player pretty soon, what do you think your first CD will be?
It will probably be the Misfits' Legacy of Brutality.
Really? I think I might get the new Moxie Thrivers' Bargainville album. That'd be pretty cool.
Okay. I will probably... What's your pick? Actually, I think I intend to go to an Impaler concert at the Mirage, and I will win. I predict that I will win two CDs. I will win an Overkill CD, and I will win some other band.
How do you win a CD at a rock show?
Well, you see, I'm in the radio. Oh, what is the name of that current station I listen to? Oh, Z-Rock. I'm in the Z-Rock Army. I've got my Z-Rock dog tag with my little serial number on there.
Zed Rock.
If they call your number, you win.
Huh.
It's nice. Zed Rock. Yeah.
Yeah, Zed Rock.
They have a shark logo. They're so going strong on the AM that I don't think it'll ever... Oh, boy.
Yeah. How are you doing?
Oh, good. I got jazz band practice coming up here pretty quick.
Yeah, I got to,
Mr. Carlson rides me hard.
I gotta go to work pretty soon. It's almost 9 o'clock
okay.
in the morning, and it's time to start the day.
Yes. I will process this tape. And
what do you mean process? Are you gonna do some ping-ponging on there and put some effect pedal or something? Or?
Yeah, I've got,
Hold on. How long have we been going here? Is it time to flip the tape?
Oh, I hope we've got all this.
Okay, well, hopefully the end doesn't get onto that little part that's not really tape.
No, wait, the clear part is coming.